Hare Krishna, this morning we're reading verse 8 of chapter 8 of the 5th canto, in which Shukadeva Goswami describes how Bharat Maharaj became attached to the little deer. He would feed it with grass, he would itch it or scratch it when it was itching, he would take care of it so that the tigers or lions didn't prey on it, and also said that sometimes he would even kiss it. And then it said as a result of that, gradually his focus on his sadhana and his spiritual practices decreased, and then it says within a few days he fell down from the standard of his devotional practices or service to the Lord. I took that few days to mean something like a few months. Because he already took possession of the deer from the time of conception, and so in the time that it takes for the animals to sort of move around and do the things that are being mentioned. But anyway, the emphasis is there, that it didn't take a long time before, by attachment to one thing, he lost his attachment to the deer. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada really emphasizes the importance of devotees practicing or following the rules, the regulative principles, the attendance on morning program, the instructions that they receive from the spiritual master. And then three times Srila Prabhupada mentions that by neglecting these things, in a relatively short purport of half a page, just a little more over half a page, that devotees will invariably fall down from the path of Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada also makes special reference that no matter how advanced someone may be, and then he talks about sannyasis, even a sannyasi shouldn't think that he's above falling down. And even if someone is above falling down, still, Prabhupada then quotes Lord Krishna, who says that acts of charity, penance, and so on purify even great souls. So even if one is a great soul, he should do this thing. We spoke about what the purport was about and Prabhupada's emphasis on rising early, attending Mangala Arati, chanting one's prescribed number of rounds, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, doing chanting Hare Krishna in kirtan, and doing one's prescribed services and other instructions of Guru, how important these activities are. And why are they important? Because they're what actually gives us the spiritual strength to resist the allurements of the material energy. In the absence of such practices, we won't have the strength either to advance forward in Krishna consciousness or to resist Maya's temptations, because despite the fact that we're practicing Krishna consciousness, Maya Devi continues to allure us. And if our practices are weak, then her allurements appear stronger and stronger and stronger, and ultimately they appear to be irresistible. Fifth canto, Srila Prabhupada was writing that in 1975. And by that time, Prabhupada had almost 10 years of experience that many young, enthusiastic, sincere devotees come to Krishna consciousness, and for some reason or another, due to carelessness, due to becoming overwhelmed with a particular position that they may have. There were no gurus at that time, but as a sannyasi, as a GBC, as a temple president, sometimes not balancing off the responsibility as of service and sadhana, placing too much emphasis on service, with the sometimes and often repeated justification that service sort of fills in for sadhana, that devotees who do a lot of service, then they have a justification for not rising early, for not attending the morning program, or for not even chanting rounds because they're doing so much service. But that's not the case. Those devotees aren't in the Krishna consciousness movement anymore who use that type of rationale or argument. Sadhana and seva both have to be there. Because Srila Prabhupada placed emphasis, and this was one topic that we discussed in the class, on quality. What is it that this Krishna consciousness movement is about? Is it about quality, quantity, or quality and quantity? I don't think I need to argue very strongly. Anyone who knows Srila Prabhupada knows that he wanted both quality and quantity. He wanted pure devotional service, accessible to all the people of the world. That's what Lord Chaitanya came to give, Krishna Prema Pradayate. There's nothing more pure than that. And so, in the effort of spreading Krishna consciousness, increasing the quantity, if the quality decreases, then better stick to quality. And you'll see many references in which Srila Prabhupada says, never mind if there's not many devotees, never mind if we're not taking over the world, but at least let there be one institution which is based on purity. And that's what Krishna consciousness is about. So when we're talking about spreading Krishna consciousness, yes, but we want to stay pure. And if somehow or another that's too much of a challenge, if it's too much of a challenge in our own personal lives, then keep it small. If it's too much of a challenge in terms of our preaching efforts, our temples, our yatras, then better keep it smaller. Keep something that we can manage, and as we become more empowered, then perhaps we can do more. But we should not compromise. If we need to take a decision between quantity and quality, then we should go for quality. We shouldn't lower our spiritual standards all in the name of spreading Krishna consciousness, all in the name of giving Krishna consciousness to others. It's not our calling, it's not our duty. Our main business is to really be representatives of that which we are giving. And it's an example that I use often. We are not a advertising firm. We are not advertising something that someone else is producing and someone else has got. For instance, an advertising firm may advertise and set up a whole marketing strategy for telephones, but they don't manufacture the telephones. They don't even have them. They don't even sell them. That's done by someone else. So, but that's not us. We're meant to be selling, and we're meant to be giving out that which we're advertising. So we can't just simply be telling people about how good chanting Hare Krishna is, how good the books are, how good worshipping Lord Krishna is, if we ourselves are not examples of that. And we can't be examples of that unless we actually really practice Krishna consciousness in a very serious way. So that was today's message, and sort of reminded me, as Prabhupada was talking about, even sannyasis, because that was a phenomenon in Srila Prabhupada's time. I was one of the sannyasis, so for the last 2 years in writing Navaraja Mahima, I haven't been very good at all in attending the morning program, but I'm feeling what a great difference it is, how good it is to actually be present from Mangalarti, chanting japa with devotees, all the way through till giving class and then taking prasad. And yes, Prabhupada also included worshipping the deity in his list of activities, even though during that morning hours I was, and 10, 12 hours a day, I was just simply absorbed in writing about, reading about Krishna. But still, this is Srila Prabhupada's order, and certainly it's a different activity. One doesn't replace the other. Gulab Jamun is nice, Rasgula is nice, but they taste different. And the taste of the morning program is not something that you replace with something else, and certainly neither are its benefits something that are substituted by something else. Hare Krishna.